KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. After less than a week in office, Governor Jerry Brown is already getting to shape the California Supreme Court. Justice Carlos Moreno, the only member appointed by a Democrat, will step down at the end of next month. Moreno plans to pursue more lucrative options like private judging. Stanford Law School Dean Larry Kramer hopes Governor Brown picks someone based on experience and integrity, not ideology.
I think it's positively immoral for political figures to try and take their opportunities to put people on the bench to advance an agenda of their own that they can then extend beyond their time in office. I just think that's the wrong way to think about it.
Previously, Brown appointed three controversial justices, including Chief Justice Rose Byrd. Voters eventually unseated all three, angry at their opposition to the death penalty. The power is back on for nearly 7,000 Alameda residents after an early morning outage. Alameda Municipal Power says a line that functioned as two connected sections separated and landed on the line below them. The outage affected the central portion of the main island, parts of Bay Farm Island, and Alameda Town Center. No injuries were reported. It's unclear what caused the top line to separate. Two dueling unions will fight it out again today for control of a local hospital. This time, it's Sutter Solano Medical Center in Vallejo. About 200 workers are scheduled to vote on switching to the National Union of Healthcare Workers. That upstart union lost a big fight last year at Kaiser Permanente, whose workers voted to stay with the Service Employees International Union. SEIU currently represents Sutter Solano. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. StanfordHospital.org.